The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Hello and welcome into the latest edition of ESPN FC. I'm Dan Thomas, joined in the studio today by Stevie Nicol. How are you, Stephen?
I'm great.
Oh, good. And to make you even better, look who is back from his holiday. Oh, like a Greek god in our presence. Frank LaBeouf joins us. Frank, a lot has happened since you've been away. Actually, not a lot has happened, but let's talk about what has happened at Manchester United in the fact that your fellow countryman, Raphael Varane, has officially joined Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side. How's he going to fit in?
Well, I think it's a very good sign for signing for Manchester United. I mean, that guy has proven during his career that he can win trophies, that he has he's at the top level. And I think with Maguire, he can make a very good pair. He's very fast, so he can cover Maguire. You know, if Maguire is a little bit too slow, they're very strong. They're going to be both very strong in the air. And they like to go forward as well, so they can match very well, and it's definitely a plus for Manchester United. Now the question, and I want to see that, will I'm going to see Varane from Real Madrid a little bit fragile without Sergio Ramos, or will I see Varane with the national team in 2018 being the real skipper of the national team? I don't know. We'll see. But I wish him the best. I think he's going to be a plus for Manchester United. That's for sure.
Frank, we saw some pundits, indeed, well, I suppose the minority of pundits in England, suggesting it's a big step up going from Real Madrid to Manchester United with regards to La Liga to the Premier League.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
I guess you don't agree with that?
No, I don't. Well, especially when you play for Real Madrid, that you won 4 Champions League, that you won 3 Liga, and you play for Real Madrid. No, I wouldn't say that. The Premier League is my favorite championship, but you have to accept the fact that La Liga is maybe at the same level. And before, like 2 or 3 years ago, was even better than the Premier League for me.
How does it work, Steve, with regards to defensive partnerships? Because you could say, well, they take a long time to develop. But Ruben Dias and John Stones seem to hit it off very quickly last season. Is there any way in guessing or working out whether or not they're going to click quickly? Or is it just something you kind of almost leave to fate?
It really comes down to, number one, just on your own, as a defender, having a good starting position.
Okay.
And if you do that, then you start taking care of other things. So now you can start thinking about your partner. Now you can start reading him. So, you know, with good partnerships, you can read when they're on their game. You can read when they're off their game. You can tell just by little movements whether they're in the right starting position, for example, whether you have to talk to them, you have to pull them in. So it really becomes...
Is there an alpha within that centre-back partnership?
I think there's always one who kind of dominates the other,
right,
to be honest with you. And I think Varane, having played with Ramos, has been used to... Not dominates the wrong word. He's been used to being second fiddle,
right,
which is not a great way to put it either. But, and I think that's what happened with Maguire, because Maguire clearly is the guy who's the talker, who sorts everything out. And I think that actually might be quite a good thing for Varane, because he's not coming into a situation where his partner is a newcomer or inexperienced, then he's not expected to be running the whole show. So I think it'll make it easier for Varane to step into his Manchester United jersey.
Do you agree, Frank? How did it work with centre partnerships with you in the past?
I totally agree, and it was pretty easy for all the teammates that I had. But the only one it was more difficult was with Marcel Desailly, because of his career, because of his character. And because I was covering him most of the time, because on top of, you know, the chemistry that you have to find, there is a natural instinct that you have. Some are more defensive in a way. They like to have the strikers in front of them and mark them. And others, like me, is more like the old sweeper that we used to, as we used to name the players, to cover the other one. And the sweeper is more the leader of the defense. So even with Marcel Desailly, I was able to command him and to ask him to do stuff, even if he didn't want to do it. But I don't know what's going to happen between Rafael and Harry Maguire. But I agree with Stevie, because I think Varane used to do that job where Sergio Ramos liked to cover everybody. So he's going to be following, I think, Maguire's orders, and he's going to suit him very well because he knows how to do that. He did it with Ramos.
The bookmakers, Frank, still have Manchester United as fourth favourites despite the acquisition of Varane and, of course, Jadon Sancho as well. Do you agree they're still behind Liverpool, Chelsea and City?
I would say so, yes. I have a question mark about Chelsea and about their forward, you know. Depends really what the forward's going to do this next season, because they didn't have a good season. Chelsea won the Champions League with a bad attack, I would say, or average players who normally can do better than they did, but had a very average season. Werner, Havertz, Ziyech, and some others, Abraham, had a very average season, and they won the Champions League with that. But Chelsea, second, yes, if they have the Werner that we saw in Leipzig, the Havertz that we saw before in his former club, and Ziyech, the same for when he was playing for Amsterdam. Otherwise, I don't see Chelsea second. But Manchester United, I don't know. You know, it can be a surprise. They finished second. That was already a surprise, but it was a special season. With if the pandemic doesn't want to play the odd game, should be normal to see Manchester United finishing fourth, yeah.
Frank, you mentioned Chelsea there. Rumours, of course, suggesting that they're in for Koundé from Sevilla. The question that I'd have for you, is this someone that they really need, considering defensively they were excellent last season, as you mentioned, in attack? Would it not be better to take this money and go, right, boom, let's really go for someone like Haaland?
Yeah, maybe I would agree with you, but the season is long. You don't know what Thiago Silva is going to do this season, if he's not going to be injured, if he's going to last all season long. But they have lots of players. Christensen, Zuma, James, Azpilicueta, Emerson, Chilwell, and now maybe Koundé.
Do you like Koundé, Frank? Is he a good player?
For he's a fantastic player. Yeah, he has everything. He's a warrior. He never gives up. And he's also very good with the ball. He has everything, and he's for sure a future. So it's maybe an opportunity for Chelsea to get him for maybe not this season, but the next season. So I don't know what Koundé wants to do in his life, if he's ready to be on the bench more than he thinks he's going to be. I don't know. It's up to him. But it's a good signing for Chelsea if he
Frank,
comes to...
Frank, to if they pay that money for him, he's got a start, hasn't he? He's not going to sit on the bench.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, Christensen had a fantastic Euro, did well. Thiago Silva is a skipper of that team. You have Azpilicueta who does the job. And so nobody deserves to be on the bench at the back of the Chelsea team. They've done fantastically last season. So do you think it's normal to put Thiago Silva on the bench or Christensen on the bench? I don't think so. And I forgot the German guy, sorry.
Rudiger.
Help me out, please.
Rudiger.
Yeah, Rudiger. You want to put Rudiger on the bench? Come on, it's impossible. The guy had a fantastic season. We never thought he would come back at that level. So nobody deserves to be on the bench. Oh. And it's not because Koundé comes that he's going to play.
Just a reminder, keep up to date with all the latest transfer news and when Koundé could be making that switch from Sevilla to Chelsea. Be sure to check out Transfer Talk over on the website.
Passion, drive and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights and more. Whether you're into speed, power or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The second year almost upon us of the Bundesliga being on ESPN. It all starts on Friday, August the 13th. Bayern Munich against Borussia Mönchengladbach. Who better to get you in the mood for German football than David Hasselhoff?
Hello, America. The Hoff here. Now, you might have heard I'm big in Germany. But there's one thing the Germans love more than me, and that's the Bundesliga, now on ESPN Plus. Just like me, this league has it all. Star power, action, goals, lots of goals. It's where our hometown heroes play, and it's all in one league, all seen in one place, ESPN Plus. Goal!
How many takes do you reckon that took?
There's a few takes in there.
Definitely.
It's pretty good, though.
Look at you. You're excited.
I was expecting it to be...
Were you more Knight Rider or Baywatch? That's a silly question.
Silly question.
Meanwhile, Bundesliga 2, of course, has already started. And a very good day on Saturday for Josh Sargent, the US international, scoring twice in their 3-2 victory against Fortuna Düsseldorf. Of course, these games on ESPN Plus as well. Nice finish here, Steamy.
Yeah, nice half volley. Keeps it down low and with pace.
And then his second would just come after the hour mark. Just determination there.
Yeah, desire. Down into the ground, bounces in off the roof of the net, super goal.
So not only the Bundesliga and Bundesliga 2, but also the German Cup as well on ESPN. That all starts on Friday. Bremer taking on Bayern Munich. That is on Friday, live on ESPN 3. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match. With Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/FC. Just go to Indeed.com/FC right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on the podcast. Indeed.com/FC, terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So as we continue to count down to the start of La Liga, we're bringing you one team a day. Today is all about Mallorca, who kick off their campaign on Saturday at home against Real Betis. All these matches, of course, live on ESPN+. Gemma Soler is with us. Gemma, of course, Mallorca back in the top flight after winning promotion last year.
Hi, Dan and Stevie. Yes, this team, of course, his goal is going to be the permanence. I think they have a better team than the previous year they were in Primera. Probably more compensated team. They are still looking, they are in very strong need of an striker. That's what they are looking for, because eventually they are not taking Budimir. There were some internal problems. There, of course, they have an old rock star like Daniel Sturridge, but he's on a trial. He's not playing the friendship games nowadays, so we will see what happens there. but definitely Luis García Plaza's team, they need goal. They are more very much reliable in the defense and in the midfield. They should need something else to make goals.
Let's just confirm the geography of where Mallorca is for people who maybe aren't too sure. It is beautiful. Ireland off the east of the main Spanish coast. I had my honeymoon in Mallorca, Gemma. It really is somewhere a bit special.
It is. It's an amazing island. It's the biggest island of the Baleares. I would say the capital, Palma de Mallorca, is probably the city in Spain that they have the face on the sea. You can say, okay, maybe Barcelona or Valencia. Mm. But before those big cities, they were built on the sea. They were not looking at the beach. This city is amazing that they have that beautiful church and it's all about the beaches. I think they are the most beautiful beaches on the Mediterranean Sea. And, you know, football players, they all go to Ibiza, Formentera, but royal family, the really wealthy, they have a house in Mallorca. It's an amazing place. You had the honeymoon. I'm going to spend there 4 days before the beginning of La Liga, you know, just to chill a little bit before the season starts.
Oh, fantastic, Gemma. What a way to do it. I'm stuck here with Stevie. That's not quite the preparation that I was hoping for the start of La Liga.
I can work from there. but instead of books, I might have a
I'm just on the beach. Seeing
like
the background, yeah. Cocktail, a bit of sangria, yeah. Loving life as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So Mallorca, very much known as kind of a tourist destination. Is that its main industry?
Yeah, definitely. It's a very touristic island. Mostly Germans and British are the main attractor, apart from the people from Spain. Tourism is their main economy. It's quite a big island. They have mountains. It can snow in Mallorca. Not all the years, but sometimes it does. It's very well known for having probably one of the best tennis players in history, Rafa Nadal. He's very proud of being from there. And they have amazing football players as well. And they have this team that was relegated 2 years ago. And they are very proud. Their stadium, actually, this makes sense with the tourism. It's called Visit Mallorca Son Moja Stadium. And they want to keep on the good form. And I think they have quite a team to make it. Of course, he's one of the new ones and he's one of the underdogs of La Liga. But I think they can make it well. It's very difficult to score a goal to this team.
Gemma Soler, as always, thank you very much. We'll continue our countdown tomorrow. We'll be focusing on Rayo Vallecano, bringing you everything you need to know ahead of the start of La Liga on ESPN.
Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They are the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at lectricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's lectricebikes.com.
It was the Champions Trophy in France on Sunday. Lille beating PSG by 1-0. Remember, this is the winners of the league against the winners of the cup. And in the end, it was Lille who took the trophy home. Jacob, the strike just before the break, proved to be enough. Meaning, when you take a look at Pochettino's record at PSG since taking over, he's won 2 trophies so far. Of course, we'll be looking to add to that tally this season. PSG, of course, making a lot of signings over the summer, making strides to become one of the favourites of the Champions League. Discussing that and all the other summer activity, be sure to check out the Gab and Jules podcast, which is back on Monday. No Gab, though, Stuart Robson alongside Jules.
Tired of- Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, that's it. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you very much to everyone who has been on. Enjoy the football for the US over the next 24 hours. We'll be back here tomorrow. But for now, Extra Time is next. Welcome into the latest edition of Extra Time. Thank you as always for your tweets. Stevie is here in the studio with his long flowing locks. Let's see, it's growing
quick. It's come back quick.
I tell you what, you know it's a distance. Frank LaBeouf is with us as well, back from his holidays. Lots of questions for you, Frank. How was Greece? Did anyone confuse you with Fabian Barthez? By the way, what happened with the Marbles tournament? Can you talk about it now? Well, let's start off with Greece, shall we, Frank? How was it? Did you have a lovely time?
That was absolutely fantastic. I spent 10 days with my lovely wife.
Oh, we got a lovely picture,
look. South. Oh, that's beautiful. Look at the beautiful couple.
Oh, Baywatch.
Yeah, matching gear, yeah, Frank. What?
That's pretty nice.
Big time.
Yeah, that's really nice. Greek people are absolutely fantastic people. They're very nice. And it was a beautiful weather. And I don't know if people compared me to with Fabian Barthez, but maybe with Telly Savalas. You know, Kozak.
Telly Savalas.
Oh my goodness, we're going back a few years now. Crikey.
Frank, that's not good.
Yep.
Kozak.
And I'm the only one that knows what you're talking about.
What happened? Can you talk about the Marbles tournament? Yeah, is it aired?
I don't know. I didn't look at it. Okay, it's going to stay between you and I, guys.
Yes.
I finished second. And I earned €10,000 for my charity. So I'm very
beautiful.
Very pleased.
Well done. Who beat you, Frank?
Nobody knows the name of that guy, so I don't even remember.
Beaten. It's forgotten. Blanked it out. Stevie, how's the new haircut treating you?
Just the same as it always is.
Frank, what do you think of his new haircut, Frank?
Well, it's nice. You know, it's funny because we talked about that when I was in the studio. I said, hey, Stevie, you didn't change your haircut for like 30 years. Yeah. And I saw him today and said, oh, it's very nice.
Wow.
It's a change.
Yeah.
It doesn't suit you, but it's a change. Well done.
It looks horrible,
Frank,
but it's a change.
I can reveal, no surprise, it was an accident. It wasn't planned.
It's okay. It's going to grow back. It's going to grow back.
There
That's all right.
Frank, how long has it been since you spoke about winning the World Cup?
An hour ago, I think.
Yes, standard. Who are you talking to about that?
No, I don't talk to my wife because she was talking to me badly. I said, don't forget that you're talking to a world champion, so don't talk to me anymore like that.
And she went, yeah, no, but you finished second in marbles.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yes, I know. Yeah, I know. No, I don't talk about that.
Yeah, right. Info for Frank. Varane showed up in his shorts on his farewell day at Real Madrid. He's French.
Yeah. Well, you know, we are making a generality about that. And again, guys, you know, for once, you know, understand me. His shorts, I wear shorts as well. But not in restaurants, you know, that's it. That's the only time that I criticize people wearing shorts. Otherwise, when you're on the beach or outside, I don't care about your life, you know. It's just, and I'm sorry, but remember that Luis Garcia and Alessandro Del Piero, who are absolutely stylish people, agreed with me. You don't go to restaurants with shorts.
How does Barcelona expect to win anything, Stevie, playing Piqué as a starter again? Do these top coaches not see the bad defending that we see every season?
I think, to be honest, it comes down to choices.
Yep.
And he doesn't have a choice. They can't afford to bring anybody in. So coach doesn't have a choice. He's got to play. And actually, you know, I think the one that's going to get hurt the most out of this is Piqué, because I know people will say that in 10 years' time, this last couple of years won't be remembered. Mm. But you know what? Having Barcelona fans and having ex-pros remember it and know the feeling of when you're past your best and you're stepping on the field and getting a little embarrassed, it's not good.
I always thought, you know, in football, I have some examples of players, you know, we try to play for maybe 1 or 2 years too much, I would say. I think it's better for people to have regrets of not seeing you anymore than to have pity about seeing you too much. And some players, they don't know when to give up.
That must have been a line in some movie he was in.
That was beautiful, wasn't it?
Frank, I mean, that must have been a line from a movie you've been in recently.
No.
I almost had a tear in my eye.
No, not at all.
For Stevie, were there any distractions for your players that annoyed you the way that Fortnite annoys Mourinho?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm not. There were two or three players who would sit up playing. It just didn't happen to be Fortnite then. It
right.
was another game.
Okay.
I mean,
Pong.
Yeah, I mean you should be resting up, and resting up is not on the computer in a competition because that's what you're doing.
Right.
You're competing with the machine or yourself or whatever. Which means that you're using energy, and the whole thing, then you're up late, so you're losing sleep, you're losing rest. So I'm with Mourinho, yeah.
With all the games played by top-level teams and players, Frank, would you like to see a longer off-season like we see in American sports, or do players want to play as much as possible?
Well, I started my career where I wasn't belonging to the national team, and I had, like, almost a month and a half off. I was bored. I was really bored. And then I played with the national team and I had only 15 days off and it wasn't enough. So I guess the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence, but I would say 3 weeks, maybe a month, it's enough. But a long term, like we saw for the MLS, for example, is too long for me.
Right.
It's really too long. And it must be a nightmare for the players.
What do you think, Stevie?
Yeah, I'm with Frank. I think there should be a mandatory 4 weeks, and that's it.
Really?
Your body, at the end of the day, your body ends up telling you that it's had enough. And so that's when you get injured. I mean,
when you played for Liverpool, how much time did you have off?
We probably ended up, if there was no international things going on, probably the same as Frank said, 4, maybe 5 weeks.
Would you get bored, like Frank was saying?
Yeah.
Right.
But you need the time off for a reason. As soon as you understand why you're getting the time off, then you get a little bored, but you understand what
Stevie,
it's all about. And by the way, you
it
don't
was
just,
different for Stevie than for me. Because TV had no rest during winter when we had 10 days off in winter. So it's a long season in England, so it's different. You need a rest during the summer, where I guess the other championship needs less.
And you're not just down in tools. You know, after a couple of weeks of doing zero, you do start going for a jog, and so it's not completely shut down.
Right. Last few questions. There are always debates on Twitter. Who was better in their prime, Frank? Mm-hmm. Hazard or Salah?
I have a tendency to think that Hazard has all the gift needed to had all the gift needed to be a fantastic player and to be one of the best players when he was at Chelsea. And what is his prime, nobody was able to stop him. No doubt that Salah is a fantastic player, but I think Hazard is more gifted and offered more to the fans than Salah did. Salah is a finisher, scored fantastic goals, and deserves all the credit. But I was more attracted to Hazard comparing to Salah on their prime.
So basically the question is, who's more rounded? Because Salah's a better finisher than Hazard.
Okay. Well, so I suppose the question is, who would you pick? prime Salah or prime Hazard?
Well, I'd probably take Hazard.
Guys, are there any tackles in your career you made that you regret to this day? Frank?
Yes, the one I missed the ball and the player. Yes, yes, definitely. But I never injured any player in, during all my career, so there is no tackle that I regret because I never made any damages, so no problem. No problem about that.
Yeah, there was a couple.
Really?
Yeah. When I moved to America,
right,
and I was playing in the old USL, so I was actually coaching and managing.
Okay.
And there was a couple of challenges. One, I caught a guy on his knee, and the other one, I caught a guy in a region where you really don't want to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just pure. It was just pure. I don't know what I was thinking at the time.
Right.
And actually, it was one of the reasons why I stopped playing.
Right. You're out of control.
I was, You know, I was slower. Because I was slower, then I was losing my composure, and then I was getting angry. And then because I knew what I was doing, I was able to kick people without getting sent off. So I just decided, you know what? I've had enough of that. I can't do that.
That's not you, Stevie. I'm that sort of person.
What?
Nasty and...
You know that.
Yeah, I've had a couple of moments. But...
Frank,
it's funny that yesterday I saw the horrible tackle from Roy Keane to Haaland's father when he was playing for Leeds, and I was thinking of that. I say I don't know what Roy Keane thinks about what he did at the time, because okay, he wanted a vengeance, but he ended up Haaland's career and. I would have been so ashamed about that, you know, because we have to have respect between players, even if we hate each other, because we play against each other, because sometimes we have words against each other. But at the end of the day, we don't want to injure people, and to have a vengeance, you can do something, you know, like by reaction, instinctively, but to have to think about it, to make sure you're going to injure the player, that's bad. That's really bad.
On that note, we will end Extra Time. Thank you very much for watching. We will be back tomorrow for more. Are you back here tomorrow, Steve?
No.
Oh, Shaka is here, I know that for sure. Be sure to join us.